6-7 after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here in Johannesburg. Well, it's time for our beloved, honorable, respected familia to Lustan, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah. I see many listeners are asking, please ask Hazrat Maulana Mufti Saab if taking birth controls or abortion, is it permissible in Islam? I will be posing that question, inshallah. Ustad, it's the 10th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1443. Welcome to our Q&A this early Saturday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and our brother Lansiye in the Durban studio. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 10th of Dhul-Qa'dah, so exactly 1 month left for Eid al-Adha, our celebration, insha'Allahu al-Aziz. And today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, the chapter regarding the prophets and messengers, the beginning of the 17 Supara, 17 Jews, and verse number 8. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala informs us, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. We discussed the first part yesterday. And Allah Jalla wa'ala states, we have not sent before you, Ya Rasul Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but men as messengers and prophets. They selected by Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala and not elected by people. نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. And we send wahi, revelation to them. So what must you do, O people, O masses? Fas'alu ahla dhikri in kuntum la ta'alamun. You must ask, and you must ask your questions and queries to those people who have the knowledge. Knowledge of what? Al-Zikr, the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, the glorious Quran, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah informs us in chapter 15, verse number 9, Inna نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ. Indeed, surely we have revealed the zikr, and that is the Quran Sharif, the noble, glorious Quran, and the Sunnah Mubarakah, and teaching, preaching of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The enemies of Islam will always try to distort the message of Islam, but Almighty Allah gives us guarantee, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And surely we will be the one to protect it, preserve it, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. We have millions of people, male, female, adult and children, who have by heart and memorized the noble Quran. And we have thousands of people, male and female, who have by heart thousands of ahadith and the teaching or preaching of the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fas'alu ahla dhikri. So in Islam, we are encouraged to ask questions. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Husnu su'ali nisful ilm. That to ask good questions is half the knowledge. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma was not even baligh and mature when the demise of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. I am yenum slanga, and I can hear the sounds of the waves, and what a wonderful situation, location it is, and the weather is excellent and perfect. So when he was asked that how come you obtain and attain such knowledge, Ya Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said, Inni sa'ulun. I used to ask a lot of questions. students. Go to the senior Sahaba, the beloved students and companions, the senior companions and students of the Master alayhi salam, and pose questions. Therefore, in Islam, we need to sit with our teachers and inshallah, not to test them, nay, never ever, not to disrespect them, but to love them and learn and imbibe whatever Allah has given them. Therefore, today I'll be going to my honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafidahullah. Always we must show that love and respect. They are our benefactors. What were things they taught us, and we keep on learning every day. So fas'alu ahla zikri, O Muslim, O human being, irrespective of which faith you belong to. Islam teaches us, man istawa yawmahu fawa maghbun. The hadith in Maqasid Hasana by Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah, whosoever his 2 days are equal, my yesterday and today remains equal. I did not learn anything new, so that's a wasted day in my life. So therefore, every day learn something new regarding the Quran Sharif, the direct speech of Almighty Allah. Every day learn something new regarding the Ahadith and Sunnah Mubarakah of Rahmatul Alameen, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Messenger who was, who is, who will always be the only mercy to the entire universe and creation. Imagine what the wonderful message Islam gives us. So that is Bahrun La Sahila Lahu. This knowledge is that ocean, and there's no ending to it. We must plunge into the ocean of knowledge. Almighty Allah teaches us in the noble Quran, وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor and izzat to whomsoever He wishes. Almighty Allah gives zillat and disgrace and humiliation to whomsoever He wishes. And when Almighty Allah disgraces a person, an organization, a country, وَمَن يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُكْرِيمٍ. Chapter 22 and verse 18, and this is Surah Hajj, the Surah chapter dealing with pilgrimage. Now let us look at the current situation. So they were a family. They came to South Africa and they conquered their mission, and mission accomplished, the Guptas. But where are Atul and Rajesh today? They're sitting nicely, quietly in the jail and prison in Dubai, in the Emirates. So remember, that is what we call وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. Yeah, they were moving with the presidents. They were having their big, big weddings. They were having all their luxury. But Allah ki laati be awaze, when the stick of Almighty Allah hits, so absolute humiliation, disgrace, and for every true South African, it brings about a great sense of justice. That well done, we will say to the government there, that you will keep them there, keep them as long as possible. We don't know how long the extradition process will take place. They have hired the best lawyers and attorneys and senior counsel. But the disgrace and humiliation is there forever for Atul and Rajesh and the Guptas. So that is what we want. Now turn on the other side and see. So the haramis got together, the bees got together. Who? Bennett of Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime, or the Nazi tactics. And you see MBZ, and that is the leader of Emirates. So they met up a few days ago. What is on the agenda? The two shaitans met. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. These are all the murtads and all the apostates, MBS, MBZ, all out of Islam. So they said, we must capture the major prize. So what is the major prize? We must get Pakistan. You know the Pakistan current regime, how corrupted they are. Each one of them will pay thousands and millions and billions of rupees and so forth to have a vote of no confidence against Imran Khan. And now they want Pakistan to recognize Israel, the rogue regime. And who will be the architects of this? So the MBS and MBZ, and Bennett wants to save his coalition. Bennett, you humiliated disgrace forever. Remember that you're not a war criminal. So the Jutla nation can try whatever they want to. If you don't understand Jutla or Jutli, it means the Jewish Zionist people of today. A Allah Jalla Wala has stamped upon them this grace till the day of justice. وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الزِّلَّةِ وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. And whosoever remember Allah Ta'ala has no punished till the day of Qiyamah, the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Yesterday was a wonderful day for us at Barka Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah, our chief director, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his family, his parents, mashallah, Haji Muhammad Yusuf and family, their beloved son, grandson, Hafiz Umar Farooq's dikah took place, and mashallah, he and Maliha are married now. Our du'as are with them. Whenever you attend a marriage and nikah, so say to the groom and to the bride, Barakallahu lakuma, wa barakallahu alaykuma, wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair. Our du'as are with them. And we got three youngsters in our team, you know. And you, Maulana Arafat, you also must promote them. So who are they? Two to three. We got today Brother Uwais, and he will be presenting the youth program, inshallah. Then 6 to 8, we got Brother Suleiman Esop, inshallah. And yesterday, lunchtime with Hafiz Wadi, I met our brother here, Riyaz Hussein. So he told me, I'm also available, man. I also will pick it through. I also want to get married, you know. So we got three brothers. They're all ready, my sisters and mothers and dad. One, our brother Uwaisi. Uwaisi from India, but he's a good sharpshooter, 100% tabliki. And then we got our brother Suleiman Esob. He's 100% tabliki. He puts him everywhere. In the Khanka, tabliki, and everywhere. And then brother Riyaz Hussein, I don't know much about him. I just met him a few times. But yesterday he came. He told me he must announce, I'm also available. So I asked him, what you want? You want a Hanafi or a Shafi or a Maliki or a Hanbali? What you want, my brother? So he said, I want one. I don't want four. I said, okay, we'll announce for you, inshallah. Jee, Maulana, let's get on.
Ustad, there's a question that came in earlier on our beloved Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim's program. And the listener said that, I fell pregnant first week of our marriage. But my husband wasn't too happy about it. So we did an abortion. It's 3 years now, Mufti Sahab. I still feel this guilty conscience in me. Anonymous sister in Islam, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I just told you now, I don't know what questions Maulana Arafat will pose to me. So even when I'm in the studio, so the question just come on the tablet and Maulana fires up. So now Maulana is sitting in Johannesburg, Lanesia, I'm here in Umslanga, Natal. So imagine, I told you now, when a couple gets married, so we should be the ones, we should be celebrating, happy, and always read Surah chapter 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O Allah, grant us such spouses, grant us such children and progeny, qurrata ayun, that the coolness of the eyes. What's wrong with you, O couple? You got married, and the first week the wife realized that she had conceived. Then the husband says, no, that the cost of living is too heavy, I don't want children. The wife says, yes, I also want to remain slim and trim. Mm. You know what you did, O husband and wife? You are guilty of murder in Islam. You are guilty of homicide. And your whole life you will feel guilty. So that's what you did. Cry to Almighty Allah. In Islam, infanticide is haram when the baby is born. And then you kill, like the Arabs used to do. And Islam says, feticide, abortion is murder. And tomorrow, on the day of justice, you, O parents, think what you did. And Almighty Allah tells us in chapter 81, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. That fetus will ask you, O parents, what did you do? What crime did I commit? You murdered me and killed me. Think what you did. You got no shame, man. So remember this, you have murdered an innocent fetus, unborn baby. We are Muslims, we speak of human rights, not this kuffar system human rights. They speak of human rights and they allow abortion, and the child and daughter can go and ask for abortion in the clinic hospital without parental consent, and that is their democracy, the satanic system. And then they speak of animal rights and they stun and torture the animals. This is the satanic system. Islam came, so you will live with that crime for the remainder of your life. Both of you are 100% guilty of murder. And now cry to Allah daily, give out charity and say, Ya Allah, it was our foolishness, our ignorance and our stupidity that we committed such a heinous major crime. Allah Jalla Wala may forgive us when we show true remorse and regret. So that is my message to you. Chapter 39, verse 53. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah forgives the sins. So now you read, both of you, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun, and say, Ya Allah, give us 10 children or 5 children. We want all of them, which is an act of foolishness and stupidity. So cry to Allah, beg Allah daily.
Who's that, Sister Ronelle, greeting you, and she says that, have you heard the president suspends the public protector, Buchi Sisue, Ustad?
Yes, remember the papers and the news media are filled with this. You know South Africa, Ronelle, how things go. So why now you suspend her? So that's the big question any person will ask. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. There were so many charges against the PP, that is the public protector. And now you must remember you suspended her. Why did you suspend the OCR? Oh, Cyril Ramaphosa. Because the dollars were under the mattress, pala pala. So that is not going to go away. So remember this. I just told you now. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah will give honor to whomsoever He wishes. Allah will disgrace so whoever He wishes. Sheikh al-Islam in Taymiyyah rahimahullah was in jail. When you become famous, then you have many detractors and many enemies also, because of their jealousy and envy. They went to report him to the authorities. He's saying this, he's saying that. Pack of lies and propaganda, most of it. Nevertheless, they put him in jail. Then the same people, after 1 week, 1 month, some time, came to visit him. How's things in jail? He's Sheikh al-Islam. He said that for you, where you are looking at me, then it is azab and punishment. And where I am, it is Allah's rahmah and mercy. Batinuhu fihi rahmah wa zahiruhu min qibali al-azab. He read the Quranic verse, where I am, Allah's mercy comes to me. I took coal and I'm writing books in jail, and I see the master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in dreams and so forth. So imagine. This is how Allah gives honor to people who speak the truth, and Allah disgraces the president and the prince and the king and the crown prince and all these murtads and shaitans and jutlas and mushrikeen and so forth, Moody and company. All these are haramis, remember that, who are murdering, killing and raping our women, whether it be in India or whether it be in Israel or whether in South Africa, that these are people only interested in their self-interest.
I see we've got here, Ustad, a fisherman, Brother Dev. He says, Dev the fisherman, he's inviting you over in Magi to start for the sardine rush. He says, please ask AK if he wants to join me for the sardine rush. My name is Dev the fisherman, Ustad.
Dev the fisherman, thank you very much for your wonderful invitation. But I want to give you a greater invitation, my brother. You see, one day when you go to Makkah, after you embrace Islam for pilgrimage, then you will see the people giving out and serving the Zamzam water. So that is called Siqaya. That portfolio is called Siqaya. They feeding and giving the people Zamzam water, our holy blessed water. The Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Ma uzamzama lima shuriba lahu." Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. Whatever intention you drink the zamzam water with, remember that that will be effective. Second one, when you feed the hujjaj and the pilgrims, that is called rifada. So feeding the pilgrims and so forth coming from far and wide. And the third one will be sidana, the person and the family who has the keys of the cube of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. He, that person, is called Sa'din. Seen Alif Dal Noon. My brother Dev, the fisherman, DF, Dev fisherman. So when I explain to our people, because our people got short memories, so I give the same example you gave me now. I say you, my brothers, when I was in Osterwald, when I was here in the, you know, the Pearls, Muswalla. So now in the past 1-2 days, I explained to them, what is Sa'din? Seen Alif Dal Noon. The keeper of the keys of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. So I am going home today, my brother Dev. Thank you. But remember, you enjoy your Sa'din. But I want you to understand the greater message of Sa'din. One day, think about it. Who brings the sardines? Who makes this ocean? Who shows us the waves? Who makes the sunrise happen? Who makes the sunset happen? Everything, there's a supreme being. So we worship him alone. And who is going to show us how to worship the only one and only God, capital G, the one and only supreme being? That is the international global messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my brother Dev, you enjoy your sardine and say, yes, this man is speaking sense. So therefore, I better embrace Islam and then I will go and perform a Hajj or Umrah pilgrimage. Ameen. And then I want to meet Mr. Sardin, and that is the doorkeeper of the Kaaba Musharrafa.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustaz, I've got a brother Colin. He sends a very sad message. He says, good morning to you, AK, and to the team. I really miss my child. I lost him in a car accident due to my negligence. He comes to me every night in a dream. Our dream's true. It just feels so real, AK. He was only 10 years old 5 years ago. Colin, Ustad.
Colin, obviously, when you lose a son, you lose a daughter, and they are minors. So definitely you have to cry. The Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alaihi wasallam's actions, set the precedent for humanity and posterity. He had his son Ibrahim. He was only 18 months old, and he passes away. And the master, Habibuna, sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak tears, the tears of the master are rolling. So the Sahaba, the students, the companions, radiallahu anhum, asked, Ya Rasulallah, you also crying? So what did the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun, Ya Ibrahim. Oh, my beloved son Ibrahim, that because of your separation, we feel so sad, the tears are rolling. But Islam taught us, hukukullah and hukukul ibad. Oh Allah, we will not utter a word against your commandments, but we feel sad because my beloved son passed away. So the tears of the master, Mubarak tears, blessed tears of the master, was to show the love for his beloved son and not to utter any word. That is to show the ummah, when your beloved is taken away, then don't ever ask the question, why my son, why my daughter? So you, Colin, this is now the consolation for you. Your beloved son, Tom, Dick, Harry, I don't know his name, but be that as it may, he is 10 years old. He passed away as a minor, and he was not mature. So tomorrow he enters paradise. All the children who pass away, whether they are with Muslim name or non-Muslim name, remember, this is our unanimous belief, that Almighty Allah, out of his grace, benevolence, and mercy, will grant the minor children Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah will enter them into paradise. That is the mercy and the grace of Almighty Allah. So you are seeing your son, and it is 100% truth. Remember that when you see this type of dreams. So you must cry, because remember it was your negligence, so that makes things worse. But now that beloved son of yours is giving you a message. I'm already on the other side. I have reached a new realm, and that new realm is called Barzakh. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. You, brother Colin, you must be reading chapter 23, verse 100 of the Noble Quran. So your son, beloved son, has reached there. So what are you doing now? So you have to embrace Islam. And when you embrace Islam, then you and your son, you and your wife, and so forth, she must also embrace Islam, inshallah. That's all we can give you and tell you. We have the best, we want to share it with the rest. And you and your beloved son, all will enter paradise and Jannah. Only Almighty Allah can grant you the sabr, the patience, the endurance. You will live with it for the remainder of your life. But Almighty Allah is of forgiving, very forgiving. Ask Allah, the Supreme Being, the one and only God, for forgiveness. And say, I want to join my son in paradise. So then when you embrace Islam, you will be with him. وَأَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. Allah will join us with our families, provided that we live with Iman and Islam, and we die with Iman and Islam.
Ustaz, the listener says, please tell Mufti AK, my husband, he don't like me to talk to his second wife. So what must I do? Anonymous, Ustaz.
So remember, if your husband don't like it, so you must just make salam to her. And in that way there, that you don't sever ties with her. Normally, when there are two wives and all that, in Arabic, we got a saying, At-barratan, la tattafikan, the two wives, they don't normally agree. Each one got their own stories and so forth. So I have one friend in Port Elizabeth, so he got two wives. So I asked him, how's it going with the double wicket? He says, no, they have a big competition. So this one put 1 teaspoon sugar, that one put 2 teaspoon sugar, and then I got diabetes, you see. So they forever competing with one another. So tell him it's fine, it should be fine. I want to have peace with you, but Hasbi Habi doesn't want it. So now I'll just make salam with you. So finish, it is not your responsibility now. So you just carry on and try and make peace with the husband and with the co-wife. So and always read, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. And inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala will bring about love between all parties, inshallah. Our Hafiz Dawood Mehtar, Damat Barakatuh, he just arrived now. So let me go in my taxi, inshallah. You carry on with the program, inshallah.
Ustaz, brother Jonah, the Jewish guy, he says that, I'm not understanding the message. He says, AK, let's not fall for media, AK. Everything they say is not true. Please tell your listeners, media are full of lies. Jonah, Ustaz.
Yes, 100%. I agree with you, Jonah, that the media many times are lies. But then we must ask the question, who is making the hasbara? Who is making the propaganda? You know the world media, majority of the media, TV, radio, print media are controlled by the Jews. So the Jews are the masters of liars. You know how they lie. They wanted to murder and assassinate Nabi Isa, alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. You know they wanted to assassinate and murder the Prophet Muhammad, Allah forbid, sallallahu alayhi sallam. You know your Ariel Sharon, the war criminal, what he did with the Hamas leader, Sheikh Ahmad Yassin. And then he had to go in Sakarat and he had to stay in the pains and pangs of death for 8 years. You know what your war criminal Netanyahu did. You know what your Bennett is doing. Who murdered, you must remember, Shirin Abu Akila. So that is not propaganda, brother. Don't try and get away with that. You Jutlas, you are war criminals. You Jutlas, you Jews, and you are the super terrorists of this world. You are haramis and you are bees with a capital B. You have stolen the land of Palestine. You have stolen Jerusalem. And now you want to steal Masjid al-Aqsa. And that we will not allow. You must remember that. Every day I curse the Jews who cause harm to the Muslims and everything. every day our duas get accepted.
Ameen.
Because every day I read the news, the Haaretz and other media, and every day you will find some jutla somewhere is getting disgraced and humiliated. So don't try and tell us that one. Jonathan, don't be another Shalom. Shalom came and he got disgraced on air. So don't try and tell us that one. That's a cheap stunt you want to use. You are a cursed nation, majority of you, and majority of you are super terrorists.
It was Jonah, Ustad, not Jonathan. Jonah.
Sorry, Jonah. Jonah, Jonathan, we get mixed up. Jonah, there's a message for you, Jonah.
Ustad, somebody says if a Muslim has to go to court, how does the Muslim take the oath? They give the Bible to take the oath, and how do we address the magistrate? My worship, my Lord, please advise, Ustad.
Remember yesterday, Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, he is the most senior imam in Haram al-Makki, in the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarramah. So he made one beautiful statement, and he's one of the only imams in both Makkah and Medina. Openly, when he makes dua, he says, Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin. So therefore, I get very happy when he recites that dua. And he says, oh Allah, punish the Jews who are the zalims, the oppressors and terrorists and so forth and so on. So during his khutbah, and I even made a comment yesterday while translating, I said that he was speaking about family ties and siblings, how you should behave. He said, Alayka bil hikmah la bil mahkama. Rather solve the problem with wisdom and so forth, is cheap and so forth, than rather going to court. Court is a long drawn process. So remember, our advice to all parties will be, try your level best to make amicable agreement out of court settlement, then going to court. So we must tell them, Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama is his full name. I'm Abdul Qadir Hussein. Then we got Saddam Hussein. Then we got Barack Hussein Obama. None of us are relatives. When Barack Hussein Obama took the oath of office in America, so he's a murtad also. He was a Muslim and he left. But remember, he told them, bring the Quran. So then I will take it. So if you know what happened when he was the president of America. So we got democracy in South Africa. So you must tell them freedom of religion, that I don't take the oath on the Bible. Today's Bible is corrupted. It speaks about Jacob wrestling with God. It speaks about incest of Noah with his daughters. So how can I take an oath on that, which has been corrupted by the clergy and the Torah, corrupted by the rabbis and so forth. So therefore, we will take the oath on the Quran. Simple it is. And remember, South Africa is a nation and people of freedom. So we can always say that. And we must not use the word my Lord and my worship and so forth. Lord worship is for Almighty Allah alone. So we must always present our case forward. Okay, my time is up. Barakallahu feek. So inshallah al-Aziz, today between 2 and 3 is Brother Owaisi and of India, and he speaks very good English, and mashallah he's looking for a wife. And then 6 to 8 will be Suleiman Esrop tonight. Inshallah he's looking for a wife. And inshallah Monday will be Riyaz Hussein. So he's looking for a wife. There's a lot of people looking for wives. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.